As far back as she can remember, Maryam Kabir Fai yearned for spiritual fulfillment. She was born in Hollywood, California in 1946 into a liberal Jewish family. While her parents were kind and loving, they were not religious, and this left Kabir Fai with a spiritual void. At the age of 12, she was given a painted scroll of an ancient man with the words, "Seek, and the truth shall make you free." That message resonated with her as she grew up in the tumultuous political climate of the 1960s. At the age of 16, she enrolled at the University of California, Berkeley, then a hotbed of social and political activism. There she studied the teachings of the Holy Quran, the scriptures of Advaita Vedanta, a form of Hindu philosophy, and the poetry of the 13th century philosopher Jalaluddin Rumi. She left Berkeley after just 2 years to begin a spiritual quest to find what she calls her truth.
It was not any particular religion that I was seeking or that I knew about. I was seeking that liberating truth wherever the call was coming from.
The call led her to places far beyond America's shores, including Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. But Kabir Fai says it was on a bus trip through an Afghan desert that she first encountered the faith that would come to define her spiritualism.
The bus went into the middle of the desert, and at a certain moment, the call to prayer came just lilting through the desert. First time I've ever heard it. And then the bus stopped, and all of those colorful people got off the bus. Everyone had their prayer mats, and they laid them out in the desert and prayed. First time that I saw people praying in that way. And it was so pure and beautiful and truly inviting.
Kabir Fai had witnessed what all devout practicing Muslims do, 5 times a day. Briefly setting aside other activities and facing in the direction of the Muslim holy city of Mecca, kneeling down in worship. Kabir Fai says the experience was a call to her that eventually she answered.
Countless moments of awakening led me ultimately to the path of Islam, and within that to the practice of Sufism or Tasawwuf, which for me is integrally united with Islam.
Sufism arose as an organized movement after the death of Muhammad, the central prophet of the Islamic faith. Many consider it a mystical form of Islam.
It's kind of the interior illumination of the practices of Islam, which bring out the best in it, that is, the love, the mercy, the kindness, wisdom, light. And so that was the destiny that was marked for me, that was decreed for me.
Kabir Fai studied and traveled with Sufi masters in Israel, Sri Lanka, in Africa, Senegal, and Gambia, and closer to home in Philadelphia and South Carolina, in order to deepen her understanding of this particular form of Islam.
The experience I've had, not with the abstract study of Sufism in books, because we can always read about Sufism in the 12th century, but in my case, my destiny was to be guided from one Sufi master to the next until my present teacher, who is Sheikh Haroun Rashid Fai from Senegal, West Africa.
It is from this teacher that Maryam Kabir took her last name. Kabir Fai acknowledges that while many believe Islam is a violent religion, the Islam she knows and embraces is a religion of mercy and compassion.
I can't count the numbers of people I met who were the most generous, kind, and giving, loving, caring people. That is, caring for the orphan, caring for the disadvantaged, caring for women, caring for me. How did I become a Muslim? It's by that love. How would I transmit it to anyone else? Through that love.
Those who espouse violence in the name of Islam, says Kabir Fai, have distorted the true faith.
I learned by studying that suicide is forbidden in Islam, and killing of innocents is forbidden in Islam, and even cutting down trees in a defensive battle is forbidden. So life is supported by Islam. Therefore, oppression and aggression are forbidden, whereas mercy, tolerance, kindness, and charity are commanded.
Born Jewish but now a Sufi Muslim, Maryam Kabir Fai lives in Philadelphia with her grown son, Isa. She says now that her first journey of spiritual learning is complete, she has embarked on a second journey as an author and teacher, sharing the knowledge she's acquired during a lifetime of experiences with Muslims and non-Muslims alike. In addition to attending conferences and workshops, Kabir Fai teaches Arabic and Islamic studies to women and girls in the U.S. and in Gambia as well. Once a week, she visits a prison where she speaks to inmates about the transformative powers of her Sufi faith. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.